You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. S&P 500 index climbing to a record, extending a rally from Friday when a better-than-forecast jobs report brightened the economic outlook without fueling expectations that the Federal Reserve will raise rates sooner. S&P 500 index up 7 to 2137, a gain there of 0.3%. The Dow up 80 points, a gain of 0.4%. NASDAQ up 31 points, a gain of 0.6%. After the bell, Alcoa reported earnings that exceeded analyst estimates. Gold down 210 the ounce, a drop there of 0.2%. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
You're listening to Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Kathleen Hayes on Bloomberg Radio.
The market for artificial intelligence is expected to grow nearly 53% at a compounded annual growth rate. By the year 2020, it's estimated that it will be more than $5 billion industry. Here to tell us more about artificial intelligence is Amit Bendov. He is the chief executive and the co-founder of Gong.io. They are based in Tel Aviv, Israel, but he joins us from California. Amit, thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, my pleasure, Pete.
What is Gong.io? And maybe as part of it, you can explain what is artificial intelligence?
Okay, so Gong.io is a cloud software that helps companies sell more. It is analyzing sales calls and sales conversations tells companies how to improve their sales conversations so they're more successful with customers.
How do they do that using artificial intelligence, though?
Well, it's very difficult to tell what's a successful sales call. There are hundreds of parameters, and it takes years to really master the craft. Think of it as playing chess. There are lots of possibility, lots of variables, and it takes years for someone to really master the plan. But recently, with computer technology, you've seen computers being able to beat world champions, and that's what we're doing for a sales call. So we're analyzing what's going on in a call, what do customers respond to, what are the salespeople asking, what are the great questions, what are the not-so-great questions.
So, I mean, how do you do this? Do you have people – your system actually listen to people on the call, or have you analyzed already like thousands, hundreds of thousands of calls to say, you know, oh, here's on average or here's over time what we found really works?
So both. The software listens to sales calls and analyzes the recording. We have tens of thousands of hours of calls recording, and it's growing at several thousands every week. So we have the largest database of sales calls for B2B companies in the world. We use speech recognition to analyze what's being said, and then natural language understanding to understand at a high level what questions are being asked, what triggers objections, what do customers are find interesting or helpful, and then we analyze, compare that with information from the sales system to analyze which deals actually close and which have not. So we know what are the successful patterns that leads to winning deals.
And those patterns also include what? Preset topics such as budget, timeline, pricing. So when those words pop up, there is a calculated response.
Those are some of the parameters. There are a lot more, and it actually varies by company. So think about specific features of the product being described, to what length, in what sequence, how many questions are being asked, how much time does the customer speak on the phone versus the salesperson. So budget, authority, need, timing of the deals are certainly one of the more obvious features, but there's about 150 features that we monitor in every call.
Now, I'm confused now. Are you going to decrease the need for salespeople with this new technology, this new software, or what? Because whenever I hear artificial intelligence, I think, bye-bye jobs.
Well, that's a great vision to have, that someday the software will be able to sell on its own. But in our industry, we're selling relatively complex products, so the software really helps salespeople, making them more successful. The sad reality that there is a very high attrition in the sales teams. Usually, they don't last more than a year and a half at a job because it's very difficult to sell, so we're helping them. Just by after the call, the software gives them tips on what could have been done better on the call and what can they do to improve their pitch. So we're not replacing, we're just helping.
And Gong.io measures the calls or monitors the calls from such conferencing platforms as Cisco, WebEx, GoToMeeting, as well as Zoom. So then you tie that in to what? A customer relationship system like a Salesforce.com?
Exactly.
And what kinds of companies have you found are the most sort of accepting of this new artificial intelligence sales conversation?
So currently working mostly with companies that sell technology over the phone, software, hardware, and technology services. They're more advanced. They're used to selling remotely, and they're always excited to try cutting-edge technology.
So how big is your market? Can you give us any sense of what your sales revenues, how big you are now and how big you and the market can get?
Well, we're relatively new, but we got from zero to well over six figures in sales in 50 days. The market is huge. Just if you look at, there are close to 3 million salespeople alone in the U.S. There's about double that amount worldwide. And then we're going to extend the service to support. So about 10 million people that are using the phone to engage with customers. And if you multiply it by about the spending per person is about $6,000, you're getting tens of billions of dollars in annual revenue potential.
Well, it sounds very exciting, Amit, and congratulations. Good luck with this. I think if I were a salesperson, I'd love to have this helping me. Amit Bendov.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, great. Amit Bendov, he is CEO and co-founder of Gong.io. He is located in Tel Aviv, Israel. He's on the West Coast today, and we thank him so much for joining us on Taking Stock. I'm Kathleen Hayes, along with Pim Fox, and this is Bloomberg.
Coming up, Bloomberg Law is brought to you by Celebrity Motor Car Company, the luxury of BMW, the performance of Maserati, the innovation of Lexus. Walk the red carpet and get the status you deserve at the Celebrity Motor Car Company. Visit celebritymotorcar.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.